Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
It's an absolute outrage. The idea this is happening, approaching the second quarter of the 21st century, is just...
It's got to be... It's got to be tough when you're actually in a position where you could stop something. And you've got to deal with the question of how far we go. Because, you know, most of us are horrified by it. I think we should go further than we have.
Are we talking Russia and Ukraine?
Russia and Ukraine, yes. And that was President Biden there. But if you're actually in the position where, you know, you've got to make the decision and you could stop it if you wanted to, that would weigh on you.
And you could start World War III if you're not careful.
Exactly.
Yeah,
which would weigh on you also. So these next 2 weeks might be the whole ball game. Some people are saying, here's David Martin on Face the Nation.
The U.S. is asking all sorts of countries who have that smaller caliber to provide it to the Ukrainians. But these countries are not like the U.S. with these vast arsenals. When you ask them to give up their artillery, that's a big ask.
Mm-hmm.
But the race to arm the Ukrainians with heavy artillery is probably going to decide the outcome of this coming battle in the East. And of course, it looks like the coming battle in the East is going to decide the outcome of the war, so high stakes.
Wall Street Journal editorial board said the same thing. The next couple of weeks are going to determine that big land battle, and that big land battle will determine whether or not Russia takes over the eastern and southern parts of Ukraine and leads to many years, maybe many decades long war. So that can be averted in the next couple of weeks if the West can get the equipment in there fast enough, which is probably why Putin bombed rail lines in 5 different areas in Ukraine today.
I'm sure. Yeah, absolutely. I find myself wondering what a stalemate would look like. I mean, because there could be a simmering war in that region for the rest of our lives.
Well, the way the Wall Street Journal put it, emphasizing why it's so important that we win in the next 2 weeks, we being the free world, in that a stalemate would be sanctions little by little dropping away as the interests of countries start to overtake their outrage and people paying less and less attention, which also leads to sanctions going away because there's no public pressure.
Right. Well, and it's worth observing that there are quite a number of countries on Earth, China the most notable, but far from the only, that have said, yeah, our interests are already taking precedence over any outrage at Ukraine. We're doing plenty of business with Russia. Why don't you shut up and go away? And anybody under the Chinese sway, all those third world countries are doing the same. You know, some have a significant amount of trade, therefore help for Russia, some not. But, I mean, that's already started.
I've been complaining about our wussy-sounding security team. It's a style-over-substance thing. I'm not happy with the substance completely either, but the style I hate a lot. It's just not... When have the leaders in battles ever sounded like Anthony Blinken or Jake Sullivan? Anyway,
We will fight on the beaches if we find it possible to do. We will fight in the streets and... considering all of our options, we will fight in the skies, and if we are able to achieve our preliminary goals, we will not surrender until it is necessary. That's Anthony Blinken portraying Winston Churchill. Boo!
Except your voice has got to be a little higher. And don't accuse me of something. That's fact. That's true. Women are attracted to men with lower voices because they think...
Oh, you're damn right.
Because they think they're stronger... and better providers. That's just the way human beings are. So, we'll fight on the beaches if we can find a way to get the proper armaments to the beaches. We will. Yeah. So I like this guy a little better. I thought he sounded.
We'd
tougher.
All be saluting Hitler if Anthony Blinken was in charge of Britain in the 30s and 40s. Huh?
This is the dude right underneath Anthony Blinken, the Deputy National Security Advisor John Feiner on Meet the Press yesterday.
In our view, Russia has already lost many of its initial war aims. They have intended to divide the West. They have resulted in a West and a NATO alliance that is much more united than it's ever been. They thought that they would unsettle and undermine and maybe even overthrow the Ukrainian government. President Zelensky is firmly entrenched in power, and Ukrainian democracy continues. Russia is more isolated in the world. Its economy is weaker. They are failing at virtually every one of their initial objectives, and our objective is going to be to continue that trend.
This guy had a beard. He had a strong jaw, and he had a look like he would fight you across the table. So
he's got a bit of the voice of the 13-year-old.
He does. But it's better than we've had in the past.
Can we get some voice training for the administration, please? Somebody with some hair on their knuckles. Oh, that reminds
me, Jerry Austin. Let's play him, SecDef Austin, because now that's a voice. That's a guy you can be scared of.
We want to see Russia weakened to the degree that it can't do the kinds of things that it has done in invading Ukraine.
We're here to weaken Russia.
Yep.
Which Putin will use to try to portray this as the United States attacking Russia. But what are you going to do?
Yeah. You can only worry about that guy so much. I mean, don't have your hands tied by how might Putin react? How might Putin react? I mean, come on. Oh, you know, the point the guy made, the still tough-talking but too high-voiced guy, that he made
this
about...
This is the most unique analysis I've heard anyway.
And probably idiotic, yes, but where is it? I swear I had it somewhere. In Finland, that has been pretty neutralish for decades now, not only are they talking about joining NATO and arming Ukraine, the rest of it, but they have begun a civilian defense force training program, something. And in one of their towns, they had 400 slots for women. It filled in a day, and there are 500 on the waiting list to get trained up to bear arms, work logistics, get into cyber defenses, whatever it would take to repel the Russian bear. So not only is NATO united in a way it has not been for, you know, many generations, but you got all sorts of countries around Europe saying, if there's one thing we all agree on, it's we hate Russia and we are ready to whoop their ass. Can you imagine a worse miscalculation by Putin? It's just it's disastrous from his point of view, I think.
Speaking of men and women and how they're different, I believe genders exist. I'm not a biologist.
Please stop using gendered language.
Please do not use genders. Gendered language to
shut up.
To address everyone.
Settle down, Porky.
So there's a big drunken party in the town I live in over the weekend, and we went to the parade in the morning, and I told my kids on the drive over to the parade, we're going to see a girl sitting on the curb crying with her friend consoling her. at least
that
once.
That is such a great preview for your sons. That is so hilarious you would say that.
And we ended up seeing it twice in the morning. But the reason I bring this up again is, and I swear I've not put these thoughts in his head. I've never said anything even close to this, I don't think. My 10-year-old said, why are women so unpredictable? I feel like with a guy, you know what he's going to do, but with women, you just have no idea.
Son, truer words ain't never been spake.
So how did he come to that conclusion as a fourth grader, just observing the world?
He's got eyes and ears, I guess.
Oh, my God. Oh, I thought, what have I said or done that made him have that opinion? But I don't think I've ever said or done anything, but.
Now, I hasten to point out, we love and value women around here, and men are often predictably idiotic. Yes, son, you're right. Anyway, has the great resignation turned into the great, oh my God, what have I done?
Really?
Yeah.
People quit their jobs and think, maybe it's a little hasty on that.
Jack, you're a man of farming. Do you have any opinions on the greenness of grass on the other side of fences?
You think that's what's going on there?
Well, according to the analysis in the Wall Street Journal, which I will share with you in a bit.
Awesome. Also want to do this story about how we have not been treating drone operators like combat soldiers.
Oh, right.
And the psychological impact of being a drone operator who kills people is very much like being a combat soldier. So we might want to take a look at that. Some of the details on that, along with all the other stuff Joe mentioned on the way.
Armstrong and Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
The Tony Awards had to put out strict no violence policy at the Tony Awards. As they said, any sudden movements, it better be jazz hands.
Do we have the outlandish thing that Johnny Depp said about Amber Heard? We'll have that later this hour. Stay tuned for that.
Oh, no.
Also, giant boxing event that has been announced. Have that for you in a moment.
Boxing giants? Fantastic. So, we all heard that millions of people switched jobs during the pandemic, right? The great resignation.
The big quit!
Mm-hmm. Well, according to a bunch of folks in the finding people jobs industry, it's turned into the great, oh my God, what have I done? For instance, they talked to this guy who was a public relations director. He said, you know, everybody around me was announcing they had new jobs online and the rest of it really gave me the itch. And so he quit his job and got a new one, and he regrets it now. The grass isn't always greener on the other side, he says. The monthly quit rate, government measure of worker resignations, reached 2.9% in February. That's almost 3% of the entire workforce quitting in a single month. Which is just crazy.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, obviously, if that trend continued within 36 months, everybody would have quit. Recruiters are working with white... Yeah?
But there are more open jobs than we've ever had. So if you're... Especially any lower-level job, the likelihood that you could move up is pretty high, isn't it?
Sure. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So recruiters who work with white-collar workers say many who jumped to new positions during the past year's rush of job changing have found that the roles are a poor fit, or the frustrations of their previous jobs existed in the new ones, too.
No way! You still have a boss that tells you what to do? And
right.
It isn't always fulfilling? And some of the decisions seem arbitrary or stupid? No way!
A large number of workers have returned to previous employers. So-called employers. Why did I pronounce it that way? So-called boomerangs accounted for almost 5% of all new hires among companies on LinkedIn in 2021.
Wow.
I mean, that's only 1 out of 20, but still, that's pretty significant. It's up substantially from the previous year.
I was talking to somebody the other day. He has a child in their 20s who has changed jobs several times in the last couple of years and said that this child is always looking for a new job. I mean, this person and their friends are always looking for a new job. That's just what they do. You go to your job, but while you're doing your job, you're looking for the next job. And it's people openly discuss it. And that's just the culture right now.
Well, and it's said that there's no penalty for holding a couple two-tree jobs in a fairly short time in the way that it was a red flag, maybe for our generation.
But the idea, like when we were younger, that, you know, you left your resume on the copier machine and they'd find out you're looking for a job, apparently just nobody cares anymore. They expect that. Every younger person working for you, which might be the right relationship. It's kind of like, you know, any other supply-demand relationship, like the restaurant. I will keep eating there as long as your food and price are good enough, and when it's not, I'll stop. You know, same sort of deal as every other bargain.
Yeah, maybe a little balance between the old way and the new way, but I don't know. I don't spend a lot of time worrying about
it. I'll keep working here as long as I don't have a better option, and, you know, I feel like I'm getting what I want out of it. They're going to keep you as long as they think there's not a better option.
Whoa. You're not saying my corporation's not going to be loyal to me? They're just using me? What? So this is a really interesting cause and effect here. Let's see. Did the rebound. Partly driving the regret, recruiters say, is that people's expectations of potential employers have rarely been higher. Candidates are requesting flexibility in their jobs, the highest possible salaries, and quick decisions from companies. To be sure, workers have long wanted all three things, but rarely asked for them during the recruiting process.
I'd like to make a lot of money. I want to be able to come and go as I please, and if you could let me know in the next half hour, that'd be nice.
So this one recruiter for a tech startup in New York in finance said, you can't have the high pay, the psychologically safe team, the all-star manager, the company that's going to grow at the pace you want it to grow. You can't get all those things. And here is the interesting part. In a tight market, some recruiters may be distorting the nature of jobs or over-promising how autonomous hires will be.
No freaking way.
I know it. Shocking. Nearly three quarters of workers who quit to take a new job said they felt surprise or regret about the reality of their new job, according to a survey of thousands.
I live in surprise and regret. Get used to it. Grow up.
So nearly half of those workers said they would try to get their old job back. Come crawling back.
We've had a couple of those around here. People who left briefly and are back in like weeks.
Well, and interestingly, they asked, all right, how long are you going to give your new job? Because maybe, you know, maybe you just need to fit into it.
Till three. Till three this afternoon.
More than 40% said 2 to 6 months. Then I'm out.
See, that's what I was talking about earlier. That's the culture now. That no way you would have taken a job when I was younger. Nobody would have taken a job with the idea of 2 to 6 months I might be out of here. No way.
No. And then they get into some of the psychology of this. And then we've been talking about this for a long time, but for some reason, I don't know, the drones in media, I just think they don't think, or they're 22 years old and they don't have life experience. Workers tired of having their lives on hold in the pandemic, and if they were observing all the crazy blue county rules, they didn't see their friends or relatives for years at a time, which strikes me as insane. But anyway, some people left their jobs because it was a move that made them feel more powerful in the short run. They felt like they were in control of their jobs. It was something they could do. And then people just went crazy and thought the grass was extra green over yonder.
Well, that's an ancient saying. I'm sure there's, you know, a Chinese language version of it that goes back 3,000 years or something. The grass is always greener on the other side.
Yeah, I'll bet.
So Mike Tyson, in a podcast, has put out the idea of him and Jake Paul fighting. Jake Paul is the YouTube sensation who's already fought a couple of people, right?
Didn't he fight Colin McGregor?
Oh, right.
Yeah.
And, or did they fight for real or just in the hallway of an award show? I can't remember. Anyway, Mike Tyson wants to fight Jake Paul, and he says we would set the record, and he's probably right, we'd set the record for, what do you call that, pay-per-view fighting. And he said Jake Paul is a bigger star than almost any champ out there. He'd bring 80 million viewers to it right away.
A middle-aged tiger owner against a YouTube guy who's kind of a boxer. Who could resist?
If he'd ask me for my autograph right before the fight, I would pummel him.
Okay. Are there any real boxers anymore? It's old men and YouTube geeks. What happened?
What happened?
Where's Joe Frazier?
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Understand, on cancellation, this is something the American people want, and it's something that tens of millions of people need. 40% of the folks who are handling student loan debt don't have a college diploma. Mm-hmm. These are people who tried, but life happened. Pregnancy, they were working three jobs, their mom got sick, they had to move to another city, and now they earn like a high school grad, but they are trying to manage college loan debt, and it is crushing them.
But at the time,
it's a racial equity issue.
Elizabeth Warren there, and it's just... Wow, does she believe that? Does she believe that? So the guy out there who didn't go to college is supposed to give his tax money to the person who did and got pregnant or whatever you said was the reason they quit college.
I was going to say, that's like when you go to a microbrewery and they bring out the sampler of like six different kinds of beer. That was six different kinds of bull-ass right there. Wow, where do you even start?
Anyway, I just wanted to get that on. Speaking of bull-ass...
Well, and it's a racial equity issue, too, she shouted at the end. Oh, come on.
So speaking of bull S, Johnny Depp just said in testimony that Amber Heard is as full of S as a Christmas goose, which is a colorful expression.
Makes me less likely to have a Christmas goose for dinner.
I would
say. How about you clean that stuff out of there before you sell it to me? Squeeze the thing or whatever the procedure is.
Gyros.
Fecal matter.
So,
fecal matter.
On a much more serious note, there have been the sort of people that worry about this sort of thing have been worried that wars are becoming too push button. It's just too easy for particularly your advanced countries like the United States to be able to kill people without the dirty, messy part of actually killing somebody. And President Obama was the droniest president we ever had. taken out all kinds of people off the battlefield in Iraq and Afghanistan and other places around the world. And kind of a feeling of, you know, an antiseptic feeling that you get from doing that, I guess, or maybe not, which is a
plenty of civilians around them, too.
Right. And maybe it's not as antiseptic as we think. With this article in the New York Times, Dave Phillips tells the tragic story of Air Force Captain Kevin Larson and the PTSD experienced by American drone pilots. Drone crews have launched more missiles and killed more people than nearly anyone else in the military in the past decade. But the military did not count them as combat troops because they were not deployed. They seldom got the same recovery periods or mental health screenings as other fighters. Instead, they were treated as office workers, expected to show up for endless shifts in a forever war. Under unrelenting stress, several former crew members said people broke down. Drinking and divorce became common. Some left the operations floor in tears. Others attempted suicide. Neil Schuneman, a drone sensor operator who retired from the Air Force in 2019, told Phillips he had to watch a target for days, weeks, and even months. We saw him play with his kids. We saw him interact with his family. We watched his whole life unfold. You were remote, but also very much connected. Then one day, when all the parameters are met, you kill him. People often think this job is going to be like a video game, and I have to warn them, there is no reset button. That's a pretty good description of how that is definitely a combat operation. Wow. That might be significantly worse than if a guy just shows up in front of you, but you're right there in person and you shoot him. You got no connection to this person whatsoever. They're just somebody who wanted to kill you. As opposed to following this guy around and watching him hang out with his wife and kids for a month before you snuff him? Wow, that would be rough emotionally.
And I wish I had in front of me an article I read about that CIA, was it the actual CIA unit, or the CIA was advising this one unit of the Air Force. Can't remember. They had one of those super manly sounding names, that particular corps, but they were doing a hell of a lot of the dronings. And at one point, their standards got allegedly quite sloppy about how many civilians could be around or how sure they were this guy ought to be taken out or what have you. And a bunch of their drone operators just freaked out completely because, you know, they took out the proverbial wedding party. That's a hell of a thing to go to sleep at night knowing. They got the order and everything, but they pressed the button.
Sometimes we're all astounded, I think, by the decisions that our military makes, the way they look. How did they possibly not look at these drone operators who are snuffing people as an office job? Unless that's a mischaracterization by the New York Times.
Yeah, I don't. It's shocking. I feel like I'm missing something here, but I mean, the fact that they don't have the same psychological screenings, for instance, is just it's an awful oversight.
Yeah. It's going to be going more that direction, not less, in the future.
Yeah.
And I don't quite understand. Oh, that was going to lead me into the super fancy drones we're sending over there to Ukraine. Here's David Martin, clip 41 there, Michael, on the Phoenix Ghost that we're sending over there.
On that list of weapons provided last week, there was something called the Phoenix Ghost Tactical Unmanned Aerial Systems, and I'm reading it off a list here because last week was the first time I'd ever heard of this thing. It's a classified program. We can't show a picture of it because there is no picture, but this is a kamikaze drone which flies out, looks around for a target, finds one, and dives on the target to kill it.
And that's what General Barry McCaffrey on NBC last week said. This is a game changer on the battlefield. It's a pretty heavy duty bomb that it's got on it, can stay up in the air for a long time. But is somebody operating that with a camera, or is it all AI? I don't know. Or maybe they haven't said.
Yeah, good question. I thought it was kind of semi-autonomous. You gave it a set of directions, and then it would just hover around until it saw a tank. But please, I've got a child's understanding of how these weapon systems work.
Mm-hmm. If that is a game changer on the battlefield, how is this going to turn out? We had the other clip we played earlier where the Ukrainians now have as many tanks as the Russians. So this is going to be one hell of a tank battle.
Oh, and that's right. I've meant to mention this all show long, and I haven't. Idiot. There were several attacks on Russian oil storage facilities or oil transport facilities on Russian soil. So it appears the Ukrainians, who are in an all-out battle for the existence of their land and the lives of their children, have decided, you know, it might be escalatory to go across the border, but we're dying here, so we're going to go ahead and escalate.
I was surprised this didn't get more coverage. I saw it one place. So somebody, or unless you think they just caught on fire on their own, blew up a couple of important facilities in Russia. It's like when Israel takes out various things around the Middle East and nobody ever talks about it because they don't want to, the receivers of the attack and don't want to talk about it because they don't want to admit to the world that they were pantsed that way. The aggressors don't want to talk about it because they don't want to admit to something illegal. And so it just doesn't get a lot of coverage.
Right, right. And the aggressor's allies perhaps got nothing to say either.
That is something. And when it might have been us with our help.
Well, directly or indirectly, sure. Yeah. I'm not sure if we directly got involved in that. That would be Joe Biden having, whether for good or evil or ill, having big old swinging testicles.
About elderly man's testicles. What is wrong with you?
Probably too frank, folks. I retract. I disavow. I disavow.
You talk about distracting from the theme of your conversation.
That would be a much, much bolder move than we're used to from the gray man from Delaware.
You never know when he's going to find his youthful ambition. This is a man who had an apology chain.
That's true.
He would be to wrap this chain around your head.
He would he would beat people down with a chain, apparently, at the public pool.
to illustrate his regret at things he had said.
Yes. I apologize for that.
Slashing people open with razors wasn't good enough for him. He would bang them on the curb to get them rusty.
And those days, you used to remember the straight razor, you'd bang them on the curb, get them rusty, put them in a rain barrel, get them rusty.
That's horrifying.
That story hasn't gotten too little attention. It has not gotten enough attention. That's an extraordinary thing.
Oh, yeah.
As a story
to slash somebody open, I want to leave a jagged, infected wound, he said, essentially.
What are you, Andrew Jackson? Beating people down with chains?
Slashing them open with rusty blades? Good Lord.
Not a joke.
Yeah, I know.
What the hell are you talking about? Good Lord. And he talks about it like it's a game of pickup basketball or something. Just what?
Now, I can believe... perhaps, I'm not saying this happened, but I can believe that Volodymyr Zelensky and his peeps said to our peeps, probably Secretary Austin, hey, we got to take out the oil depot. We got to make it much harder for the Russian troops to get fuel. And our guy said, I'm not telling you you should, but I'm not telling you you shouldn't. I'll bet there's a lot of that going on.
This might or might not be the exact coordinates if you need them. Because apparently that's a lot of what we're doing that we're the best at in the world is getting the specific coordinates of things, whether it's a general on the field or, you know, an oil facility is probably not that hard for a lot of people to get. But that's what it's believed how we're taking out all the Ukrainians are taking out all those generals is we have the ability to track them and give them the exact. Hey, there's a general standing right here.
And then we give them the sort of tool that is that precise. And then we say, you pull the trigger. It ain't us.
Awesome. That is awesome. You hope what?
I hope it turns out awesome. I hope, you know, everything goes at least reasonably well. It's difficult to even phrase what I'm hoping for since this is horrific carnage not seen for 70 years.
Yeah.
So going well is just like going slightly less horrific, I guess.
I'm looking up at the Twitter feed, Twitter, which is soon to be run by Elon Musk. I don't know about all y'all, how you take in news. I don't even read the rest of any story that's got Trump's name in it.
No, not really. Very, very rarely.
A judge in the Trump, and okay, I just stopped. I didn't get to the rest of that story, whatever it is that just came across. I'm not interested in it.
Maybe Elon Musk just tweeted, I hope that even my worst critics remain on Twitter, because that is what free speech means. Well, he is so wrong. He is so wrong. It's not free speech. It's hate speech and misinformation, which I get to define, by the way. That's not free speech either.
That will be super interesting if all the major blue checkmark lefties quit Twitter this afternoon when Elon Musk takes over and start their own thing. Eventually.
Well, I wish him well.
Yeah.
Perhaps he'll quit Twitter and go to hell.
Maybe they'll go to hell.
Strong stuff after you get by the incoherent, semi-obscene ramblings. Bunch of quit titters.
Maybe they'll go to hell. That's an old-timey kind of just general blast at someone. I hope you go to hell. We will end strong next. I hope.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
I am very, very strongly supportive of respiratory protection. Someone can do a great deal to protect themselves and protect others if they're using an N95 respirator. What happens on airplanes today is really more just check a box. It is not effective. First of all, you have most people not wearing an N95. They're wearing a face cloth covering or even a surgical mask. Then when you get on board, if you're eating or drinking, you don't have to have something on your face. Right. And then finally, about a quarter of all people wear it underneath their nose.
Yep.
From that perspective, it really isn't all that effective.
That's Dr. Scott.
Isn't all that effective, please.
That's Dr. Scott Alsterholm on ABC This Week, but also on Face the Nation. He had Dr. Scott Gottlieb, who recommended you wear a mask when you're getting on and off the plane, but you don't need to while you're on the plane. That those people are all speaking to their friends who are still worried about this, I guess. Normal people aren't thinking about this at all. It's just not something we think about.
Well, yeah, you have to recognize that if you're on the left side of things, a portion of your coalition is COVID obsessed in that weird cultist way. And we're not pitching the idea that it's not a terrible disease in some cases and all.
No, but I like the
The folks who are wearing a mask alone in a park outdoors.
Well, yeah, a mask that doesn't have any effect on this variant, and it's right under their nose. I mean, so that is just a gesture. I saw a guy riding his bike In my town where people wear a lot of masks every day with the mask down around his nose. So he's wearing the kind of mask that's ineffective under his nose. Just so he can have a mask on, I guess.
Riding his bike. I so want those people to be studied at the university level.
Yeah, I saw a couple. They're probably in their late 20s. Man and woman walking their dog, who was wearing those little booties because they didn't want their dog's feet to have to touch the ground, I guess. And they're both wearing masks outdoors alone. You are a very careful family, you are.
Woo. You're idiots. That's another way. You're a bunch of psycho idiots. Quit being that.
I have bad news, and I suspect a conspiracy. I don't know why this hasn't been looked into more. The world's oldest human being has died again at age 119. How many times does this have to happen before people recognize something weird is going on that the oldest person in the world constantly dies?
Right, there's no explaining it.
No, somebody's out to get them. 119? So you were born in 1903? No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I remember we had the last person born in the 1800s died not that long ago. There are none of those left. That's a long time ago.
Would you want to live to be 119?
It completely depends on how healthy I am.
If I could continue to annoy others, Michael, until my final day, yes.
Although that's an unfair answer, because I have to, even if you told me I'm going to be healthy till then, I just don't know if I got the brain capacity to do it. Not like dementia, I mean, just like, could I put up with the amount of change and annoyance for another 70 years?
Sitting next to a creek with a fishing pole in my gnarled hands? Yes, I think so.
Air day.
The rest of you, go to hell, like I said before.
You can fish every day for 70 more years and ponder life? I don't think
I
could.
I might take a walk on the Tuesdays. I don't know.
I don't want the show to be over, but I am ready to listen to the final thoughts from Armstrong and Getty. Yeah.
See, I think like 60 years from now, somebody would say, you know what the problem with Trump was? And I'd just dive headfirst into the water.
Throw yourself into the campfire.
Here's your host for final thoughts, Joe Getty.
Hey, let's get a final thought from everybody on the crew to wrap things up for the day. There he is, our technical director. He'll lead us off. Michelangelo, what's your final thought, Michael?
Okay, right now we keep having animal rights activists interrupting NBA games, but if they go over to Major League Baseball, what I want to see them do is dress up like an umpire, call a few innings, 2-3 innings, and then pull off the gear and start running around the field. They got to start the game over.
Why not? Young Alex is our behind-the-scenes producer. He's got a final thought. Alex?
28 years around the sun today. It's my birthday. I wanted to thank everybody for the kind wishes so far. Got a nice dinner with my soon-to-be wife, and looking forward to it.
So interesting, 28. I always think of that age because I remember when I was younger, my dad saying he thought that was the peak for him. Physically, that from 28 on, he started going downhill. I don't know if it's the same for everybody. I'd say that's pretty close, though.
That's pretty close.
Seems to be about where it is for professional athletes. That's about where you're at your peak physically. It's all downhill from here, Alex.
Jack, a final thought you'd like to share?
That was it.
That was it. So a friend of mine hit me that the reason I'm not getting voicemails till like a day later is that I've used up all the memory in that part of my phone.
Huh, didn't know that.
I don't know if that's legit or not. He's an engineer and a really smart guy. So I've been going through swiping and getting rid of messages or ones I'm not sure of. I listen to again. And it's been a walk down memory lane. Hey, that was the day our offer got accepted on the house. Oh, there was the day my dad called because he'd made a hole in one, that sort of thing. It's kind of nice. I feel bad I'm deleting them, but I gotta.
People leave you messages.
Yeah, I know.
Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling 4-hour workday.
So many people to thank so little time. Go to armstrongandgetty.com. Here's a message. We have our podcasts there. If you miss a chunk of the show, you can download them or go wherever you like to get podcasts. Get you some swag. Email us, mailbag at armstrongandgetty.com.
See you tomorrow. God bless America.
Armstrong and Getty.
It's really serious.
They're locking up my toothpaste.
That's noise.
No, no. That's not what I was told.
So everybody chill.
Oh, so...
Just shut up!
You are being a grumpy pants.
You be ovaried maniac. You succubus. You demon.
How can this show be on one hand sometimes so highbrow, yet be what it is the rest of the time?
I don't know.
On that high note, thank you all very much.
Armstrong and Getty.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.